Maybe it's not me.
Coming up, we're going to answer whether vampires exist, vampire parties you'll want to attend this year, what to buy from Planet Hollywood Auction House, and so much more.
Notice your self-control and how tense you are. It turns me on. I'm sorry, that might be inappropriate. I think you need some love. Some crazy love. I'm gonna give you some love into every bone. That crazy love.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Do you believe in vampires?
I don't know, but I do know for this show we did try and prepare a believable fact for each other and to hear from some people to see if they might believe us too. I want to give it a shot. I want to try and believe in vampires. I want to try it. Okay.
Okay. I want to hear a fact.
Okay.
A fact. The best possible explanation. Believable fact, why do vampires exist?
Well, like all good things, I'm going back to the 15th century. A rare disease called porphyria causes vampire-like symptoms, such as an extreme sensitivity to sunlight and sometimes hairiness. In extreme cases, teeth might be stained reddish-brown and eventually the patient may go mad. So what I'm about to do for my second one too, I'm sort of like rooting it in normality, things that could happen. I believe it's believable because it's a thing. There are other documented medical disorders. For example, people were accused of being a vampire as they suffered from something called hemostypsia, which is a sexual thirst for blood, and hemelopia, which is day blindness. So basically, my argument is that I don't think vampires are mythical creatures. They are just us, and they were dealt a very tough pack of cards.
I see, you're making it a little non-whimsical, I gotta say.
Yeah.
it sounds a little dry almost, but tough stuff.
I feel a bit insulted, all right, let's say you're believable.
No, but that does make it more believable.
Okay.
Yeah.
What, being dry?
Yeah, that's just a cool, collected, rational explanation of why vampirism exists.
Sarah Frost, dry and believable. I say yours.
Okay. So there is a thing called Renfield syndrome, which is also known as clinical.
You're medical too, mate. You're
yeah.
Also dry.
Well, I'm dry and cynical as well. I wanted to convince you. Okay. It's also known as clinical vampirism. And it's been documented. There's been reports of these blood drinking behaviors from people, real people. And it's been documented throughout like psychiatric literature since the late 1800s. There's been reports about it. So it can kind of, in some ways, some people say that it resembles an eating disorder where you are consuming blood and or living animals. So my argument is that the kind of vampirism that does exist is more of a mental disorder that has a physical kind of outcome.
We literally have the same one.
No, because yours is an actual disease, no?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a mental disorder.
Okay, but there's still diagnosis involved.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so basically both of these...
We've really gone and turned to science and we haven't gone to turn to anything else. But I liked what you said yesterday about the graves. Maybe that's helpful when we're trying to get the... I don't know why, but I'm intent today to get people to believe in vampires.
But I feel like the grave thing maybe... Okay, so basically the grave thing is that... Okay, so vampires... have existed in folk tales for a really, really long time. So it's kind of hard to say when exactly it originates because it's, you know, the, what do you call it, oral history?
Sure.
It hasn't been written down for many years.
Yeah, let's go for that.
And then, so like where exactly, when it happens is a little unknown. But when there was these years, specifically in the Balkan countries, where there was a lot of like official reports of vampirism.
Because people be digging graves up, right?
Yeah, so if you were thinking, oh, this guy over here who died is probably a vampire.
Because he's got long teeth, because your teeth, your gums recede, right?
Yeah, but that's part of the decaying process.
Yeah, I know, but then the normal people put two and two together and they were like, that's a bloody vampire.
And then there was stuff of, I think people, if they were very sort of, you know, people who were very skinny in real life and then they died and they would... be dug down and they'd be dug up again because people were thinking maybe this person is a vampire.
And they'd be really gaunt and white.
No, that's the thing. Some of them would be a bit bloated.
Oh.
And it'd be like, oh wait, they're still alive. Because
so they've been what? Sucking not... blood underground?
So they must be, you know, still alive because they look like they're not completely, you know, yeah, exactly. They must have blood in their system.
Whoa, I love
but that's
that.
Also part of the decaying process, you know.
Oh, okay. That's, well, that is fairly believable.
Well, I thought I did it gambler and I think my baby wrong. Talking about a nightmare, baby, it's been worrying me too long. I'm just trying to tell you what's been on my mind. Thank you. when I thought that we were through. But I cried and I cried, ain't gonna cry no more.
Okay, so I feel like whilst we're at this sort of dry vampire, rational, non-mythical, cool vampires, I feel like maybe...
What was that sentence? It sounds like dry radio.
This is dry radio. No. Okay, but the you know, the realistic vampire, I feel like, hear me out, a vampire that could be, we are about to create. So you know how like certain billionaires, when they don't know how to use their money anymore, like Jeff Bezos and Peter Thiel and these people,
yeah,
they'll go into how can I live forever?
Yeah.
It's not anymore this sort of, you know, kings who want to need to have their Ofcom bring on the line. Now it's just people want to live forever so that no one inherits their money.
Yeah.
And so they do all these crazy things to stay young. And you know, the sucking of blood often symbolizes, you know, vitality and youth and all these things,
right? Yeah,
that's
right? Why they want the babies so bad, right? The vampires.
Exactly. Young blood, the younger the better. What if they start getting blood transfusions, these billionaires, from young people as a way to stay young forever?
I mean, it's...
Like a modern vampirism. Does that make sense?
Yeah, babe, that makes sense.
I have a question. Are you speculating now, Tessa?
I'm speculating.
That's no, Frederick,
but this is real.
Producer. Sorry, Frederick, this is do you real? Mind saying when you're going to interrupt?
Oh, sorry.
You're in a fucking yeah. right now.
I'm sorry. I'm just... It's just because I have a crazy fact.
Oh, tell us.
Oh, it's this guy called Brian Johnson. Have you heard of him?
Yeah.
He's like the longevity guy.
Tessa, are you Googling him?
Yeah, I need to know about
no,
the...
But he is literally what you were talking about, Tessa. He had like he has a theory that to stay younger, he gets like blood transfusions from his son.
Oh.
Oh.
But does that count as vampirism?
I'll say now it does. This is modern vampirism.
Silicon Valley vampire.
Well, you know that
that's
like
hot.
One of the first...
That is hot.
One of the... One of the first women who was accused of being a vampire was this queen who would bathe in the blood of 300 virgins or something. And yeah, I mean, I think it was just political slander most likely, but there's a lot of, you know, there was a lot of people attesting that this, that she actually did this to stay young. And I feel like maybe, you know, it's not vampire, but it's vampire-esque. Consuming blood, young blood to stay young.
Yeah.
So maybe what we found out that in a more, you know, realistic sense, a logical sense, vampirism does actually exist.
This is making me, I mean, it's just a bit sad because if you think about going back to the roots of vampirism, I'm thinking like ruffles, I'm thinking banquets, candlelights. It's just kind of sexy. And now in 2026, being a vampire is being a rich person that wants a blood transfusion.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah, it doesn't have a great feel to it.
I see alien babies. I see soy protein. I see your finger reaching out. I see the world spinning. I see ginseng in bottles. I see horseshoe crabs.
That's kind of a crazy transition to play the song Alien Babies.
I wanted to stop talking about Jeff Bezos taking my young blood.
I see leeches in cans. I see forever glass noodles. I see jelly in your hand. I see mushrooms being born out of shrimps. I see mushrooms being born out of shrimps. I look at your jaw, it's dancing with me. Your jaw at the disco is all
see silver fish on the bathroom floor, dancing waves around my feet. I see you opening the door. I see alien babies. I see you healing your wounds. I see pearl tapioca. I see little mushrooms. I see self-centered eggs on your hotel plate. I see metamorphosis. I see the stuff that you ate. I see mushrooms being born out of shrimps. I see mushrooms being born out of shrimps. I look at your jaw. It's dancing.
The woman who bathed in the blood of virgins was apparently Hungarian.
Being 1/8 Hungarian myself, I'm sorry from my people to yours. I don't know.
So why do you think vampires suck blood, Tessa?
I mean, I think we do know. Actually, I heard some of the earliest accounts. They didn't even suck blood. That was a later addition. But I think it's pretty. We know that it represents life, right? Blood, vitality. So they need the blood because they're not alive themselves.
Yeah, that does make sense. It's a little bit boring, though.
Yeah, I mean, I think there could be other reasons to consume blood, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking along the rich lines again. Still,
It could be kind of okay. Hot take of why vampires consume blood. It's, okay, so blood has, you know, a lot of iron in it, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people, women in particularly, have an iron deficit.
Yeah.
And also, quite often, people are on a diet. You know, Gwyneth Paltrow always does these, like, juice diets where she'll only consume juice for a week or something. And so maybe this is, like, the juice diet, but for people with iron deficit. That could be a reason.
That could be a reason, yeah. I love it. I personally think it just looks dope. I think that's the reason.
What,
that's
vampires,
my hot take.
Vampires suck blood because it looks dope?
Yep.
Well, it does. Could get on board with that.
I also think, I mean, I guess beyond the nutritional reasons, I think it's kind of an act of love.
Hmm.
Yeah. We were speaking about it yesterday and you said, instead of spilling your blood on the battlefield, it's an ode to consuming it instead. Did I say that right?
Yeah, don't spill a single drop.
Yeah, I love that. I think beautiful. Actually, it's unbelievably romantic to
someone's blood.
I don't believe that at all. But I actually went onto National Geographic just now when that song was playing and typed in vampires, is it real? I believe everything National Geographic gives me. Do you want to listen to the video? I have not listened to it yet.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This is Don Henry.
I am a vampire. I do consume human blood.
Fuck.
There is a real live community.
You can't see him, but
exists.
You look scary.
Not only within the States, but also throughout the world.
Looks kind of dope with the rings.
According to Henry, he and his kind do not prey on the innocent.
Well, these days we don't go ripping people's throats out or anything like that.
Not these days.
We're quite mature with what we do. We keep things within doors. We don't go out, you know, searching for victims or anything like that.
He looks like he searches for so many victims.
But clearly, there are others who aren't so considerate. In 1985, a motorist traveling down a back road in Florida came across a young woman,
reconstruction stuff,
partially clothed, barely able to walk. The victim was rushed to the local hospital, where Lieutenant Bob Lethereau of the Brevard County Sheriff's Department was brought in on the case.
The doctors and the paramedics realized that she had lost a significant amount of blood.
This is so scary. I want to stop. Can we stop?
I'm just going to fade
that right down. This is so... Also, the pictures are...
Do you know what a black swan is?
A swan that's black?
Mm-hmm. Do you know what it also is?
Something that's...
It can also be a person who... it can also be a... It's kind of like a blood donor, like that voluntarily lets other members of the vampire subculture drink their blood.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, you don't know.
It feels a bit like pagan. It's like an offering.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, you know, it maybe that's... But I will say, I do think that that guy that we just saw on National Geographic, I think he was a poser. I don't think he was a vampire at all.
Yeah, he looked like a poser. Okay, well, write in to Lake Radio Instagram. If you think vampires are real, we really, really am just dying to know. So we've got a couple complaints about that video. Sorry, I should have watched it in advance. Don't have a great track record of that. But
you should run stuff like that through with the producer on forehand, Sarah. Like we can't just play like clips of scary vampires.
That's kind of a bit too close to home, Frederick. Sorry, there'll be absolutely no more clips of scary vampires.
You know that vampire clip? It reminded me of this video. I think it's also from like a National Geographic one. It's like a guy who's identifies as wolf, and he's very famous for this like very short quote. I'll try. I have it on my laptop here. I'll try and play it. Did this come through? I'll try it again.
Sounds absolutely awful. Yeah.
I feel like it cut out a bit. But he says, on all levels except physical, I am a wolf.
I have no idea what that means. I'm mentally a wolf. Is that what I mean?
Yeah. And spiritually?
I'm spiritually a wolf. Yeah, it sounds a bit weird for me.
What would you be?
If I was on
all levels except physical.
No, I'm physically a vampire.
Okay, well, there you go.
I think.
Well, oh, that's why you wanted to do this subject.
Oh, yeah. So England's treating me so good. Vampire City. We got a couple responses in. About whether vampires are real. And if you're just tuning in with us now, it's Breakfast on the Lake with Sarah and Tessa. It's a
vampire special.
So someone's written in saying, I did not until this very moment believe they were real. Something in Sarah's voice feels like she knows something I don't.
Well, she is in all ways, but physically, a vampire, so she might.
I like that. I've got a voice of authority. And yeah, one quite short response. Not really. I'll only believe in it when I see it.
Well.
Brave.
Mm.
But, I mean, I think this is a question we all want to talk about. Why are vampires kind of seen as erotic?
Yeah.
I haven't wanted to bring it up, but I think they're hot. I think they're sexy.
Okay, so right now I'm reading Dracula by Bram Stoker, which is one of our more well-known vampires, I'd say. And when it was published, I found out this might... I don't know if you know this, Sarah, but when it was published first, it was published with a yellow book cover back in the late 19th century. And yellow book covers apparently back then was usually reserved for... erotic French novels.
Oh.
So it would be, I guess it would kind of signal that this book was not like the other books. This book was special, a bit saucy maybe.
Ooh. So that was a nod from the author.
Yeah, the publisher.
Oh, the
whoever,
publisher,
I guess.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
But I don't know if this is where it kind of starts. With
from
vampires
the, from
being
the publisher,
a bit erotic?
From it being a yellow book cover. I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no?
That's you're going back to dry and clinical scientific reasons for... Go on, Emma. Why else? I was reading about what it feels like to be kissed by a vampire.
And what does it feel like?
Okay, I've got a note on my phone. The victims become paralyzed with euphoria, preventing them from escaping and dulling their senses to the environment. The vampire experiences a heady rush as well as its carnal hunger being satisfied. The kiss is immensely pleasurable for the victim to the point of becoming addicted to it. I think that sounds pretty like, pretty wow, but... Maybe I'm the only one here. Does anyone want to be kissed by a vampire? Has anyone been kissed by a vampire? Write into Late Radio Instagram. We want to hear from you.
Blues on the ceiling, over my head, running down the walls, across the floor and over my bed. Blue lights across the street blinking off and on. It's so lonely now she's gone. I'll never get out of these blues alive. I'll never get out of these crazy blues alive. Love had been a dirty 5-letter word to me. I was into the blues, over my head, blue was all I could see. Up to my neck in misery. I'll never get out of these blues alive. Never get out of these crazy blues alive. on fooling with my weary head. Cocaine could numb the pain, I'd been better off dead. The light's gone out at last I sleep.
Okay, someone wants to be kissed by a vampire. Because you're going to hate this, Tessa. Edward Cullen is sexy as hell.
I'll never get out of these blues lines.
Why would I hate that? That's a well-known fact.
You hate Twilight.
Okay, why would you think that? I want to hear your... Why do you think
you
I hate Twilight?
You basically, in so many words, said when we were going to do a vampire special that I wasn't to talk about Twilight.
Did I actually say that?
No, but I felt it.
I've read the books.
Really?
Yes.
I've read the books.
You've read the books.
I've read the books.
Did you hide it? I hid it. I was embarrassed by it. I had the shame of a, what, 12, 13-year-old?
Yeah. Yeah, I get that.
I don't know. I actually had this because when we were looking for stuff for this episode, because I only just started reading Dracula and I don't want that many spoilers even though I watched the movie. But so when I was I was looking into sort of general vampire lore, and then I remember this scene from Twilight 1 where Bella is looking into... She's suspecting that this guy she's into is might be a vampire. So she's looking into stuff about vampires. What's some facts about vampires? And in my head, I have a very, very clear idea that she uses not Google as her search engine, but Bing. And I remember it being super weird because who uses Bing? I mean, I know we should all not use Google, but nobody uses other search engines, you know? And she was using Bing to find all this information about the cold ones, right? And then I went into a rabbit hole yesterday of like, this scene, why does Bella use Bing? Weren't they allowed to use Google in the movie? Like, what was up with that?
It was paid advertising.
Exactly. I thought something like this. And then people were like, no. Like, she uses Google. And then I found a Reddit thread.
This is an obscene way to use your time.
Yes, it's great. And I have so much time on my hands as well. So there is this Reddit thread where people are like, no, she uses Bing. No, she uses Google. And apparently she uses Google, but people are collectively thinking that she uses Bing and thinking maybe there's a re-edit of the movie where they're using Google instead. Do you know what the Mandela effect is?
I'm not going to lie. I think this is one of the things where you think this is maybe more interesting than it is.
No. You must know do you know what the Mandela effect is?
No.
Okay, so the Mandela effect, I'm going to...
Tell me, Tessa, yes. I'm at the edge of my seat.
I'm going to get you interested in this.
Tell me what the Mandela effect is.
The Mandela effect is when...
How can you make vampires boring? No, you're not.
Okay,
you're not.
I want to hear from the audience if you think this is right.
It's just, you're talking about search engines, Bing and Google. All right, no, I actually do want to know.
It's bigger, though. It's okay. When there's a collective wrong memory.
Yeah, okay.
That people collectively have a memory of something, but that memory is wrong. So there's some different cases of this, and some are more interesting than others. But for example, you know, in Snow White, when she goes...
Sorry, people are texting and saying your rabbit hole is iconic.
Well, there you go, Sarah. I win.
Okay.
Do you remember Mirror, Mirror on the Wall?
Who's the prettiest of them?
Yeah, that's how it goes, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, it goes Magic Mirror on the wall, apparently. And the reason it's called the Mandela effect is because people collectively thought that Mandela died in a prison in the 80s.
Yeah.
And he didn't.
No.
He died in 2013.
Yeah.
But collectively everyone was like, what?
I know what the Mandela effect is.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
And so I apparently am part of the Mandela effect where I thought that Bella Swan from Twilight 1 was using the Bing search engine instead of Google. Anyway, that was a sidetrack. But another reason why I think so, actually Twilight's a pretty good way of how it's just become a romantic character,
yeah.
The vampire, right?
Yeah.
But I heard that it's kind of like the way they kind of vampires represent sort of the fears of the time the story of them are told in.
Okay.
So throughout times, it's sort of like, you know, there's been like...
Just go back to people being scared of witches.
Ooh, that could be it. Yeah, probably actually.
Yeah.
Because
you'd rather be met with a werewolf or a vampire?
Met with?
Yeah. Met? No, met. Like greetings.
Oh. I do like dogs.
They're not the same thing. It's just because someone's written in about werewolves. They're not werewolves. They are not actually supernatural. If you think about it, why wouldn't they be real? They're kinky. That's quite a weird text. We'll take anything. Slim pickings. No.
So why they're not supernatural because they're not werewolves. So anything kinky is real, if you can think it.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. But I think I'd choose the vampire.
You would?
I'd choose the vampire.
Oh, you've read about that vampire kiss and now you're all...
Yeah, I want that head rush. I want that hunger that satisfies. I want that dulling sense to my environment. Paralytic euphoria. Bram Spoker, based Dracula in Whitby Abbey, where my family are from in Yorkshire. That's a flex. Okay, someone says, of course they're real. They live among us, which actually I think proves my fact that they were just dealt a bad pack of cards. And, okay, someone's else written, oh, that one sits a bit uneasy with me, but let's see what you think. That's I don't believe that vampires are dead. They are humans that suck blood in the same way that vampires do, but don't believe they are dead. I believe they do suck out the soul. Thoughts?
Well, yeah, the essence. Like, you know, cannibalism, right?
Like, no, I think this is more on a meta level. You know when you're like... Well, it was Saturday night last night. You know when you get stuck talking to someone that you don't really want to be speaking to? And you feel like they're sucking your soul out of you.
Sarah, we were hanging out last night.
Yeah.
Okay, so the whole, like, witches, being scared of witches, there was at one point when there started being, like, female vampires. And I think that maybe that was kind of, like, around the time that you had early suffragette movement as well. So maybe it's about the panic of the liberated
women's
woman.
Women's liberation, maybe.
Yeah, and that's maybe also where it becomes a little, like, sexualized, because it's, like, a sexual liberated woman. That's a vampire, and maybe a witch as well. So it's just the fears of the given times they're in.
Yeah, I like that. Nothing wrong with that. It's like Breakfast on the Lake is like pseudo history with Saren Tata. Okay, Frederick, are you there?
I am.
So we've prepared something for you.
All right, this will be exciting.
Yeah, it's just we think vampires seem like a vibe.
Like, and when you say vibe, you mean like something that's happening at the moment.
Yeah, well, like good times. We think they seem, you know, I think they could be, yeah, funny party goers. They're a bit dangerous. They live outside society.
Sure.
They're probably pretty sexy.
It's the cool kids your parents wouldn't allow you to hang out with.
Yeah. Right.
For good
reason. Yeah. They had a point.
A couple of people have told us to stop talking about vampires now, which we don't necessarily agree with. We just think maybe we need to spice up the show a bit.
Is this where I come into the picture?
Yeah, we're ready for you to spice it up, Frederick. So we've got three scenarios for you, all vampire party related. Which party situation would you most like to find yourself in with vampires? We're open to other people answering this, but for now, Frederick, are you ready to make a choice of your life?
I am ready.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I know this party.
So you've met a mythical stranger at your local bar. And this guy knows a party. And you're coming with him. He's taking you through a slaughterhouse, through the front. And these corpses of pigs are hanging on giant
Pusher?
Hooks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Franke.
There's a doorman standing in front of a really, really heavy iron door. He's wearing a headset and he has a goatee and self-satisfied smirk. And he opens the heavy door for you since you're accompanied by this mystical-looking fellow who's giving the bouncer a small nod. And behind the door, there's an underground club and it's raging. Very 90s. People are clad in black and white leather and white tees and fishnet tanks. They got spiky hair and they're dancing to techno. This, Frederick, this is the best club you have ever been to. This is the idea of a club before you even started clubbing. And you start dancing. Sweat is dripping off of
Frederick's
you.
Frederick's nodding, I can see.
Oh my God.
He is loving this. I am there.
Now, a heavy drop lands on you from above, and you're thinking, is it condensation dripping from the ceiling? Because it's hot in here. But no, it's a thick, dark red liquid. It kind of looks like blood. More drops hit you, and no one of the other dancers around you seem to notice. And all of a sudden, the sprinkler system starts shaking, and bursts, blood sprouts all over the club. The crowd goes crazy, absolutely mad with glee. And your mate, this weird-looking fellow, turns to you, eyes blazing red, and you realize you're the only human here.
Oh, yeah. So I have to wait to make my choice,
like,
right?
Well,
right.
Yeah, but give us a little bit of feedback. We want to know.
I mean, I feel like I've been.
What, you've been there?
You've been there.
I feel like. Yeah, not like my early 20s, like on a trip to Berlin, my first time going into Berghain.
Wow.
I
tell us.
I could feel like maybe I was like. Maybe it's like having main character syndrome, but like being the only human in the room.
Wait, I'm worried you've got confused. Do you think you are the vampire?
No. I'm the human, right?
Yeah, you're the only human, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. But I felt like going into a club like that for the first time, you know, you can kind of feel like, okay, everyone else knows what's going on in here.
Mm.
I'm like the baby.
Yeah. Maybe that's actually what vampirism is, 10 years in the lost 10 Berlin years. Isn't that a thing? Isn't that a saying? You move to Berlin and then 10 years goes by and you're like, what?
Yeah, and also I definitely feel like going into a club, it feels like someone is trying to like suck something out of me.
The life essence, the soul. That's yeah, exactly. Goes back to that.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's hungry for like the people who have never been there before. Like,
oh yeah,
your energy or your body?
Oh, both.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
But mainly, probably in a Danish context, the energy.
I need to hear those, Sarah. You just said that it's not Berlin, that's the lost Copenhagen years. I need you to elaborate on that.
What do you mean?
I said the lost years of Berlin, when you move there and 10 years go by and you've done nothing. That's Copenhagen, you said.
Yeah.
I'm not disagreeing. I just want you to elaborate.
Well,
that's why you moved back to London.
We predominantly have a Danish listening audience, so I absolutely love Denmark and Copenhagen, and I can't understand for the life of me why I ever moved. Okay, next scenario.
Mm.
Are you ready, Frederick?
I am.
Victorian England. Think Pride and Prejudice. You're at a beautiful, beautiful banquet. Chandeliers, ruffles, eye contact. But there are vampires here. You're not quite sure who they are, but it's hot and you really don't care if it's your last night. A lovely yet ancient and agreeable looking woman has asked your hand in the next dance. She moves in such a way that she seems like she's floating, as if she's practiced this for centuries. You are locked in, captivated, mesmerized. All your teeth are tingling. You want her so bad. Are you the vampire? Do you want to bite her? You have absolutely no idea what's going on. And frankly, we don't either. That's a really weird fake chuckle.
No. No. Okay.
Yeah, it's that one.
A bit of a confusing end. I was like, identity crisis. Like, I hope I would know whether I was a vampire or not.
Yeah.
But who knows, like, when vampirism might reveal itself in you. Seems like that would be a fitting moment. I love the atmosphere at play here.
You love it?
Yeah, like a vampire banquet.
Yeah. Does that appeal, you know, is that appealing to you?
I think, like...
Your hot date, just to reiterate, is an ancient and agreeable-looking woman.
What is agreeable mean?
Sort of like an old way to say lovely. Most agreeable.
Ah, okay. I thought it was like promiscuous.
Oh, bloody hell, mate. All right.
We can say,
if that's what you want,
we can say
okay,
that.
Okay, an ancient, agreeable, and promiscuous woman.
I wonder if you are a vampire, if you're confused, what would come first? Would it be the craving for blood or would the specific want to bite? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
I have a bunch of friends who've been vegetarian or vegan for years and years and years recently who started to really, really crave meat, but like red meat.
Yeah, I was thinking when you were on the topic of the movie and books Twilight before, like there is this, like the lore of the Cullen family is that they don't drink human blood. They like eat animals, so they are like vegetarians.
Mm.
Like, do you buy that kind of that it's vegetarianism for vampires too?
Yes, I think it's. I think actually that's one of the Twilight jokes I find funny. I think Stephanie Meyer hit the what do you call it? The nail on the head.
The nail on the head.
With that one.
Are we listening to Rule Britannia?
Oh, but Sarah loves Denmark. She loves it. She wishes she
really,
never moved.
You really moved back to England. Huh?
This is not Rule Britannia, you absolute Philistine. This is BBC Symphony Orchestra Radio 4 UK theme. 40 most beautiful classical songs. But I can hear the similarities. We're going to let the scenario go soon, but I think one thing that's being slightly missed is that it was quite hot when Bella like didn't know whether to be or to not really be a vampire. Mm. And I think, yeah, we're like, you know, the focus is on the older, agreeable, promiscuous women. But what about the chaos of kind of not knowing whether you want to
defy
being a human.
Right. I kind of like the idea of that. I remember being in elementary school when Twilight, the movies, came out. And I think there were a bunch of girls who were like really in love with the vampires of the films that were like on Reddit forums or whatever they were back then, like trying to like talk each other into like, I might be a vampire, like kind of speculating. So I could get on board with this like kind of fantasizing that I was one.
Yeah.
At a certain setting like this.
Well, especially maybe if it's like a little bit like Masquerade.
Oh yeah, 100%. You've sense. Got the hottest little mask right. on, Frederick.
Right.
I was so close. This is the stupidest buy I've ever been close to buying, and I didn't. But it was like a pearl choker necklace that was, you know, white pearls, and then like somewhere on the side it would start turning into red pearls instead, and then it would come be like dripping red pearls down.
Oh, you should be wearing that right now.
I really should, but I did not buy it because that was just too stupid.
Can I ask? Is these my two?
It's Rule Britannia. So sorry.
I thought so.
That's horrible.
That is so.
You were scolding
wrong.
Me.
Yeah, no, I just because it's like
Rule you don't Britannia. Even know your own.
You don't even know your own country right now.
Are these the options I have, or
no?
Do,
you got one more, baby.
Okay,
easy,
let me
easy.
Let me have that.
Right. Last option.
Now this one, not strange. You can't quite decipher what time period you're in. And the pale-looking, almost ethereal beings around you also don't really seem to know. It's a confused mix of, you know, skinny jeans from the 80s and meticulously embroidered ancient robes and pantalettes. There's lying heavy rugs and low couches mixes with the sand. You're on a beach at night under the full moon. And the water is shining blue from this strange chemical reaction called bioluminescence. Now you lie down in the sand and someone places a strange-looking red ice lolly on your forehead to cool you down from the tropical heat. As it slowly melts, you realize the liquid is far too thick to be a normal water-based ice lolly. The drop lands into your mouth. Taste of something sweet and metallic you can't quite place, and it sends a warning through your system. But you're slowly getting lulled to sleep by the mix of the soft fusion jazz rock and the crashing of the waves. Your body feels heavy, your eyelids flutter, a sharp pain erupts in your neck, but that can't be. You must be dreaming.
Now before you answer this, Frederick, I know we had you at soft fusion jazz rock, and I love this song so much. We just let it play out before we, and then you can make your final decision.
Right. Okay.
Some
I'll have
to
think about it. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, Frederick, we're ready for you.
Okay, well, so the first one being quite a familiar situation, I'd say, like this kind of rave, this kind of like leathery long coat vampire. I feel like I could see myself there, but like, as I said, in my early 20s. Second one, also I would say a fantasy of mine, being at this banquet castle or like, but the third one was, I think that image will haunt me for, it's one of the scariest situations I've imagined in a while. Very undefinable, kind of felt like it was a mixture of like the movie The Beach and Minority Report at the same time. And also felt like,
wait,
this,
sorry, what?
Maybe I just kind of started imagining myself, and also like the music influenced me a lot, but I felt like I was kind of like on the beach of like the one that Leonardo DiCaprio is on, but I was in one of those tanks that they are lying in Minority Report. Have you seen that film, like the Tom Cruise film?
I think this is where it's going wrong. I haven't seen
You haven't seen either?
No.
Okay, but the listeners might know. I think I have to go with the last one.
Amazing.
Soft fusion jazz rock will be the last thing you'll ever hear as you
I
die.
I mean, it's just...
You've got a bloody, literally, ice lolly on your forehead.
It's not ice lolly, though, is it? It's made of blood.
Yeah, I said bloody ice lolly.
Oh. You know, you gotta go. You gotta go where no one's gone before.
No, I think that that's brave. I think it's really brave.
I wouldn't know what's on the other end of that party.
But it's also how do you want to go, right? Because, you know, either you go at this techno party with just blood sprinklers drenching you and it's full of vampires, right? The last one, you're getting lulled into it. You know, you're hardly going to know. It's like, do you know, have you ever read Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, I've read Lord of the Rings.
But
yeah.
Where, like, you know, where the hobbits, they go to sleep, it's early on, so no spoilers, but they go to sleep under a big willow. And the willow just slowly kind of starts to absorb them, and they're kind of like getting lulled to
that's
sleep.
Very much the situation,
right? And it's just—it's kind of like it sounds so lovely, except that it's scary as hell. That's kind of actually, honestly, that's—I could recommend now reading Dracula, because that's sort of the entire beginning. It's just like you're getting lulled into something that's supposed to be nice, but it's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah, someone just wrote in saying the last one can't work because vampires and the sun don't mix.
Well, they're on the beach, but it's in moonlight.
Yeah, it's like a moonlight sun.
Yeah, but I think we've got a bit confused with werewolves here.
Yeah, I mean it's a full moon party.
Frederick, have you ever been like on a gap year?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, have you ever?
Oh, like you mean like going to like backpacking in Thailand, kind of. Party.
Yeah, have you ever been to a full moon party?
No, I haven't. I haven't.
See, I think if you'd been to a full moon party, you might not choose a full moon party.
Was that what this was? Was it a full moon party?
Yeah.
But I don't know what a